zeicher just now, after that first nigun. But sometimes it takes months and months, you don't even taste like you tasted that first nigun. Wow, gosh. It's an edus on the chever which is gathered here right now. To be zeicher to taste such a chaim in that nigun. Very, very, very lucky to be here. So because of that niggin and because of the second niggin, I'm calling an audible on the Divine Torah I prepared. And say something completely different. And maybe afterwards we'll sing a little bit more, we'll share a second Torah, maybe we'll make the first Torah into the second Torah. And the Torah tells us, "Bacharta b'chaim." As we read in these parashas, that Hashem wants us to choose chaim. Like Rashi says, that Hashem is like a good friend. That although He puts in front of us as a chaim, as a maves, as a toiv, as a ra, as a bracha, as a kfala, Hashem takes His hand and He says, "This is what you need to take." And we need that because it's very unclear. We live in a world of confusion. Not just to be mavchim bein toiv l'ra, but just stam direction in life. This parnasa, that parnasa, maybe this girl, maybe that girl. So many different drachim in life. It's hard to find the derech etzchaim. But Hashem tells us, at this time of year, where the word Chaim is used everywhere we go, the charge is of Bacharta b'chaim. We don't exactly know what that Chaim is. And the reason why we're charged with the inyan of Bacharta b'chaim is because Rosh Hashanah is the day that man is created. The creation of man means that he has a Bechira. That's what it means to be nivchar. To be nivchar, to be chosen, means that you have a bechir. This is what separates Adam from all other creations. And Hashem says to Adam on the day he's created, the bechar to b'chaim, make a good choice. What that translated into in that time and world was to make sure that you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas Tzavera. And of course, through the hishtashlus of the Doris, or the many Gilgulim, different phases of the world, that charge is still the same. Ubacharta b'chaim, just in a different form. We're not in Gan Eden. It's not about trees. We don't see the nachash. But there's still nachashim, and there's still trees. And there's still an Adam in this world, and that's us, Aten Kriyim Adam. Nothing has changed. Ani Hashem lo shanisi, ubacharta b'chaim. That's what we're here for. But Chaim is a mystery. The Zohar calls it the Roz of the Chaim, the secret of Chaim. If you take a look at Tefillas, I should say perhaps first the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason are psuchim. The books of Chaim, the books of Mavis are open. It doesn't say the Sefer Chaim is open. It says the Sifrei Chaim are open. The Lashon Rabbah. Sifrei Chaim means that there are many books of Chaim. Many books of Chaim. Like we say in davening, we say B'Sifrei Chaim, Bracha, B'Shalom, U'Farnasa Taiva. Lots of books of Chaim. If you don't believe me on that, what do you do on Rosh Chodesh? Every Rosh Chodesh benching. And then we start to say, there's a Chaim Shal Toiva, and there's a Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Parnasa, Chaim Shal Chilat Zatzama. It's many different types of Chaim. And those books of Chaim are open on Rosh Hashanah. Sifrei Chaim. And what a b'chayim means is that a person has to choose for himself not just Chaim over Mavis. And not just Chaim over Bracha, and even Chaim over Toiva. But he has to know which Sefer Shel Chaim he wants to write his name. V'yad kol adam nechtam boy. Every single person writes for himself which book of Chaim he wants to be put in. Does he want a Chaim Shel Shalom? Does he want a Chaim Shel Bracha? Does he want a Chaim Shel Parnasa? Every single person, first he needs to know that his mission is uvacharta b'chaim. If he doesn't have a will to live, then he's not a mensch. And unfortunately, many people go through life like that. That they're just going through life like a ping pong ball. Just whatever way, that's how I go. But there's not a b'chira. Many people become null and become dull. They become dull from life because they don't want to experience the emotions of life, whatever the reasons may be that they choose not to choose. Not in itself as a choice, but that takes away his otherness. But he's given a gift of Bechira. Halavai, we should squander such a gift. But every Jew needs to come on Rosh Hashanah, and we're still holding in Rosh Hashanah right now. And he has to say, this year, the first thing I need to do is I need to be in the Parsha of Bechira. I'm choosing a Chaim for myself. And then the question becomes, which Chaim am I choosing for myself? With all the books of the Sefer Chaim in front of me, the Raz of the Chaim is in front of me, truly in front of me, which Sefer Shel Chaim am I going to inscribe my name? And just as it was not clear in front of Adam on that day on Rosh Hashanah, the very first Rosh Hashanah, that of all the trees which you could eat from, it wasn't clear exactly which was the Eitz HaChaim, the true Eitz HaChaim. It's not clear to us on Rosh Hashanah which is the real Chaim. That's the secret of Bakeser L'Yom Chagenu. Bakeser L'Yom Chagenu means there's a concealment on the joy of the day. That there's a covering. That the real Chaim is not clear. That on every Rosh Chodesh benching, that we're able to at least enumerate what they are. There's a Chaim Shel Teiva, there's a Chaim Shel Bracha, like we explained. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Bakeser Yom Chagenu means we don't bench Rosh Chodesh benching on Rosh Hashanah. There's a fog. There's an unclarity. There's a lack of clarity. There's uncertainty. There's sveikus. Which is like Bakeser L'Yom Chagenu is Gematria Sofek. That the secret of Chaim, that the clarity of Chaim is hidden from us. So what's the Eitzah? How is it that a person is able to navigate through Rosh Hashanah? Or Halavai, if he's not able to be Zeich in Rosh Hashanah, to be Nechtav in the Sifan Shel Tzadikim, that by the time it comes to Yom Kippurim, he'll know exactly where to sign his name. The Teretz is that Chazal, with their insight and their understanding, the whole Seder HaTfila itself is the choice. Whether we recognize it or not, we're davening and making a Bechir B'chaim. Because Tfilah is about the life which we live. It's very easy to know a person. It's very easy to know a person. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Mishlei, Ish Kefi Mahalalo. Ish Kefi Mahalalo means you can understand a person according to what he's Mahalo Meshabeach. The person praises a basketball player. It means that that's chashuv to him. If he praises a politician, that means that it's important to him. If he praises a tzaddik, that means that he shows a chashivas by him. When a person has an opportunity to daven, ish kefi mahalalo. Zakhtar Bina Yonah, according to how a person davens, you can understand who he is. Not just how he davens, but what he davens for. when you're in Shmona Esrei? What are the brachas which you focus on? What are the brachas which we don't focus on? How important to us is the bracha of Yerushalayim Mircha? How important to us is the bracha of Refa'inu? Where am I holding? Ishkefi Mahalalo. Where is my chayim? Tfila lekel chayoy, David HaMelech says. It's nikir in a person's tfila what his chayim is. Although on Rosh Hashanah, it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding Bane Chaim Zayne, Mi Yechia, Mi Yomos, Mi Bekitzai, Mi Le Bekitzai. If not for the Nisan HaTaykif, there wouldn't be not a single mention of anything regarding ourselves. In fact, by the Sfarad HaShas, from what I understand, there is no Nisan HaTaykif. It's just a day from beginning to end of pure Bakasha on Gilei. That's what it's about. It's based on the Zayah Kaddish, why they were masakin it that way. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the day that the Adam is created, and it's the day of Vacharta B'chaim, when he chooses to be mespalul on Rosh Hashanah, for Hashem's life, kivyachol, for the Chai HaMelech, it's testimony and it gives the Eidus to where his true Metzius is. And the Shofar brings that out. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, it reveals the depths of a person, like the Zayar says, Madinafach midilei nafach, that Hashem blows into a person from his kishkas, and it brings out oimek of who the person is. And from the fact that a Jew doesn't go around after davening and say, what is this Seder HaTfila? If it was up to me, I would have made it totally different. Who says such things? Nobody says such things in Rosh Hashanah. It's testimony to us, to Kvod and Shel Yisrael, that this is what we want to be mispalel on. The Simlich Ata Hashem Levadecha Kol Maasecha. Ovechein Tein Kavu Le'amecha. Ovechein Tzadikim Yiru. And we daven it and it's geshmak. And we feel that it's right. It shows us where we're holding. It shows us who we really are, that even though throughout the whole year we may have distractions, and we may not even realize what the Zera Kodesh says, that even all the tefillahs throughout the Yemos HaChol, throughout the whole year, are really just tefillahs for Hashem Yisbarach. All the refa'inus are for Hashem. Even if we're not holding on such a madriga, that there's a concealment throughout the rest of the year. On Rosh Hashanah, it emerges the true essence of who a Yid is, what his real Chaim is. And he's inscribing himself in the Book of Life, that he lives by the Chai HaMelech. And then although there are many books in front of him, and there's a Chaim Shal Shalom over here, and there's a Chaim Shal Tov over here, and this Rosh Chodesh. The Seder HaTfila, he's writing his name in the Sefer Chaim Shal Tzadik, the Raz of the Chaim, the secret of Chaim, whether he recognizes that or not. You know how you really know that? That although in the beginning of davening, we were holding at a place that there were many different svarim in front of us, all the Sefer Chaim were psuchim, and he didn't know which direction to take. But Chazal grabbed his hand, and we were schlepping him along through the Seder HaTfila, and he was making a choice, and each letter which he said in davening, he was writing another letter in that name, of his name in that book in the Sefer Shel Chaim Sefer Tzadikim. It was by the end of davening, that after everything is said and done, all the shofars are blown, and the Shliach Tzibur is finishing Musaf, and he's coming to the climax of davening. Hamuvarech Asama Yisrael Vashalayim. What do you say over there? What do you say over there? You pull out a pasuk out of Mamash left field. Ne'mar Vatem Hadvekim Vashem Elekechem Chaim Kulchem Ayah. That's how you finish Rosh Hashanah davening Musaf. Because what you're saying is that I didn't know in the beginning which way I was going. I didn't know where I was going to write my name. But now that I see how beautiful this is, that this is essentially who I am, that a chazal, that they were carrying me through the Seder HaTfila, and I was mespalel, tfila lekel chayai for the Chai HaMelech. You come and you say, V'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, That's called Chayim. Chayim Kulchem Ayar. Like Zayar says, anytime it says Hayoyim, Dar Rosh Hashanah. Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. You're all Chayim in Rosh Hashanah. Every single Jew, he's Moed Ala Emes, that's who he is. And that takes place on that Hayoyim, the day of the year, the first day of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. You see the same thing from the Torah itself. Now Hashem gave us a Torah, and it starts with Bereishis Bara Elokim, and it goes through the whole Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And then Hashem takes us to the Dor HaFlaga, and the Dor HaMabul, and the stories of the Avos HaKadoshim, and then to Mitzrayim, and then out of Mitzrayim, into the Mishkan, into the Korbanos, into all the Chataim and Bamidbar. And you're asking yourself, what type of a Torah is this? What is this Torah all about? Is this a storybook? Is this a history lesson? What's going on over here? What is the purpose of this Torah? That I should be fluent in Jewish history? There are many people who think that way. It's very easy to be duped by the Torah itself. What exactly the Torah is. Until you come to Sefer Dvarim, and Moshe wants to set everything straight, wants to set everything straight in what this Torah is all about. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say repeatedly in Sefer Dvarim? He talks about Avas Hashem, talks about Yiras Hashem, the Ata Yisrael, Moshe Hashem Alokecha, Shoyal Mimach Kim L'Yira. This whole Torah is just about Yiras Shemayim. And it's in Sefer Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'atim Advekim Hashem Alokechim Chayim Kolchem Ayoyim. That nothing was clear until Sefer Dvarim what this Torah is all about. It's only at the end of the Torah is given that Moshe Rabbeinu is making like a Chazara Shir. Like during the Shir, you don't exactly know what's going on. What's the point of the Chazara Shir? You know everything that was said in the Shir. The point of the Chazara Shir is to be able to be massage everything and to see what was an Iker, what was a Tafel, what was the Chiddush, what was not a Chiddush. What do I really need to remember, and what can I leave out? What belongs to this sugya? What's really part of a different sugya? That's what you need a Chazara Shir for. To be mevarer, chayim in a chayim. Everything in the Shir is chayim. But you don't know what was the crux of the Shir. What was the chayim shel chayim of the Shir? So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to say, everything in this Torah is very good. This whole Torah is a Torah's chayim. You want to know what the chayim, the Chaim Shel Chaim is of this Torah? Atam Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayim. Yiras Shemayim. Like Shlomo Melech said, Yiras Hashem L'Chaim. Yiras Hashem itself is Chaim. This is what the Torah is all about. And he has Rishus, moments before he dies, to be Megala, these secrets of Torah, the purpose of Torah. It would be such a confusion. It's already a confusion. But if not for the fact that he gave us a Sefer Dvarim, we would have no clue. This is Masbir, another Indian, by the way. Why it is by Hakel? By Hakel, we just read about it in this week's Parsha. That the Melech has to read Kol HaTorah Kula, but what's Kol HaTorah Kula? See Chazal? Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim. It's a Pele. This is Kol HaTorah Kula? The Teretz says yes, this is Kol HaTorah Kula. Mishneh Torah is Kol HaTorah Kula. All the four Svarim were just to bring us to Sefer Dvarim. We should know exactly what is the purpose of everything. The purpose of everything is to live a life of Atam Advekim Hashem Alekeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayoim. It's not clear, Rabbi said. It's mamish not clear. It's only when we come to Rosh Hashanah does it become clear. It was only when Moshe Rabbeinu came to his Yom Hadin, his own personal Rosh Hashanah, that it become clear. And every Monday and Thursday, Rabbi Yisai, we want it to become clear. V'sigaleh v'sira'eh, says the Gavai. And what does he say at the end? V'hatem hadveikim Hashem avakechem chayim kol chamayah. Make no mistake about it. You're going to read Vayelech, you're going to read Ha'azinu, you're going to read Shlach, you're going to read about Korach, you're going to read about the mistakes of the Jewish people. But before you read any Kriyas HaTorah, you have to say, V'hatem hadveikim Hashem avakechem chayim kol chamayah. This is what it's all about. And you know what you gain from that? That although all the Sif and Shel Tzadikim And all the Sifrei Chaim were psuchim in front of us, and the person had to make a choice between a Chaim Shel Shalom and a Chaim Shel Bracha and a Chaim Shel Taiva. When a Jew goes through the whole Seder HaTfilah, he dedicates his life to Hashem Yisbarach. At the end of the day, when he writes his name in the Shoyrish, in that Sefer HaChaim, which is the Yesoid V'Shoyrish of all the Chaims, he's Zechet to all the Chaims. Because if he writes his name in the Sefer Chaim Shel Shalom, then he's giving up on Sefer Chaim Shel Bracha. He's going to have a life of Shalom this year, but he's not going to have a life of Bracha. And if he writes his name in the Sefer Chaim Shel Parnasa, he may not have Shalom this year, have Shalom bias problems. But there's a Sefer Chaim, which is Koilel, all the Sefer Chaim. And that's the Sefer Chaim of Atam Aleichem Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayayim. That's why it's called Chaim Kulchem. Chaim Kulchem doesn't just mean all of you, it means Chaim Kulchem, all the Chaim. V'atem advegem Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem. You get all the Chaims all at once. What a gewaltig master plan. How deep the Chazal is, the Seder HaTfilah is exactly how it should be, that we should be marviach everything in this world and in the next world. Everything in the next world, in this world. And we say this, whether we recognize it or not, we make a request on this. We say, Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chafetz b'chaim, v'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, v'man chelakim chai. Understand this the following way. Zachreinu l'chaim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we want chaim this year. Melech chafetz b'chaim. And we know that you want a special chaim for us. That there's a chaim which you want that we should have. V'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, when you write us in the Sefer HaChaim, you know which one we want? L'mancha elekim chaim. A chaim which is called L'mancha elekim. And that's the pasuk which we say before Shemona Esrei. Because the Chazal are about to lead us down a road of Shemona Esrei, which is one paragraph after the next called L'mancha elekim chaim. V'sim lecha tashem levadecha. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. We ask Hashem for that direction, whether we recognize it or not. V'zachreinu is our Pesach into that world of that ksiva and the Sifrei and the Sefer Chaim Shel Tzadikim, which is a Chaim Kulchem, which is koil of all the Chaim. In Chaim's Nikir and Shira, we say, Ashiru l'Hashem b'chayai. You can see then how a Jew sings, and the way that he sings, where his Chaim really is. Oz Yashir Maisha, Oz is a Tchias Amesin. Tchias Amesin is a Shaykhis to Shira. And it's gewaltig to be able to sit here with this Chaver, to be able to be margish, the Chaim and the Shira which we're singing, Mamish, so sweet, so sweet. Namish sweet, it's Namish is chus to be here. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us. And in the same way that we have a shtickle latam and a shvashana, what it means, that chayim, that secret of chayim, which the shofar brings out, what the tefillahs bring out, and the kuda, the hatam, and dekam, and shem alakechem, which should be inscribed in the sif and shal tzadikim, that as we walk down this derech of aseres and meitshuva to makiporim, which is the day where we're mamish magish, the hatam, and dekam, which should be a chayim, Zdekas for the entire year, which is Kailal, all that Chaim, the Atam, the Vekim, Hashem, the Lakechem, Chaim, Kulchem, Hayoim, the Chol Yoim, Bayoim, that to be Zechet, the time from the Tamachaim, the Isachaim, the Eskayot, Zedek, and